الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is narrated by the princess of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iza dakhala al-masjid salla ala Muhammadin wa sallama, wa iza kharaja salla ala Muhammadin wa sallama. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite salat upon himself before entering the masjid. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the masjid, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also recite salat upon himself. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallahu ala alika wa ashabika ya habibullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, salat ala al-nabi should be recited upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of entering as well as leaving the masjid, since this is the sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakimul Ummat, Sheikh Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul Hannan, in connection with this hadith mubarakah, has stated, it confirmed two rulings. First, is that salat ala nabi while entering a masjid is sunnah. As it is narrated in the book Shifa Sharif, that when entering an empty house or a masjid, one should recite As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Secondly, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite salat ala nabi upon himself. Sometimes he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa sallam, and sometimes he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habibullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the series Branches of Faith. In the previous episodes, we discussed beliefs about Allah Azza wa Jal, beliefs about Nubuwwat or Prophethood, and we also discussed some of the mu'jizat and the miracles of various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, as is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be discussing the miracles of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. There is an entire surah in the Holy Quran called Surah Yusuf, and this surah has been titled Ahsanul Qasas, meaning the best of anecdotes, amongst other anecdotes of the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Yaqub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam had 12 children, 12 sons. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was the 11th, and the youngest son was Sayyidina Bini Yameen. Sayyidina Bini Yameen was the brother of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, whilst the other brothers were from different mothers. Sayyidina Bini Yameen and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam were from the same mother. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam had great affection and love for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, because he could see the signs of prophethood that were apparent on his forehead. At the age of 7, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam saw a dream that there were 11 stars, the sun and the moon, that had prostrated in front of him. When Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam relayed this dream to his father Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam forbade him from telling this dream to his brothers because they would become jealous. And as was predicted by Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, his brothers became very jealous over him and the love that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had for him. So they planned and they conspired to harm him. They went to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and told Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam that they want to take Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with them for hunting. And after much persuasion, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam agreed. They took Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam on their shoulders. But when they had reached the jungle, they had thrown him onto the ground and they beat him up. And then they threw him into a well. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came to save Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from drowning in the well and placed a rock whereupon Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam sat. The water from this well was generally very salty and bitter. But due to the blessings of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, this water became sweet and fresh. The brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam returned back home without Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But what they had done was they had cut a goat and put its blood on the qamis, on the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they went home and took the shirt to present it to their father, to tell their father that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had been killed. And as they got close to the house, they started crying out loud. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam came out and asked them what had happened. And they said, no, they had gone far into the jungle and they had left Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with the goats, and a wolf came and ate Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they presented the bloody shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, on seeing the shirt, immediately knew that they were up to tricks, because the shirt was not torn, and he said that very strange that a wolf would eat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam but would not leave, you know, even a scratch on the shirt. In the meantime, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in the well for 3 consecutive days. A caravan was passing from Madian towards Egypt, and one of the people put a bucket down. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam hung onto the rope and he was pulled out of the well. They took Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam along with them. The brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, every day they would go and check into the well. And on this day when they went, they seen that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was not there. And when they looked, they saw him. He was captured and he was in the caravan. So they went and they told the people of the caravan that this is our slave, but he is very disobedient. He is useless. We will sell him to you very cheap on one condition, that you take him very far away to sell him so that the news of him cannot reach here. They agreed to purchase Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam for 20 dirhams. After purchasing Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they took him to the bazaar, to the marketplace in Egypt, and announced that the slave is for sale. He was very beautiful, very attractive, and many people had lined up to purchase Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Aziz Misr, who was the prime minister at the time, he had heard that there is this beautiful slave that was to be purchased in the marketplace, and he too went and he bought Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in exchange for gold, silver, silk, etc. to the weight of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He brought Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam home and told his wife Zulaykha to take great care of him. Zulaykha, on seeing Sayyidina Yusuf, the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately fell in love with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She was very attracted by Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. One day, after adorning herself elegantly with jewelry, beautiful clothes, invited Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to the inner chambers. She called for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam went into the inner chambers, this is said there was approximately 7 doors, and she locked each door. And in the inner chamber, she approached Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to do that which is forbidden. And as she was seducing Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that he cannot be ungrateful to his master. And he sought the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal from this act. And a voice was heard from the unseen. It was the voice of his father, who advised him basically to run. And he ran towards the door, and each door opened up. And as he got to the last door, Zulaykha grabbed him by the shirt and tore the back of his shirt. Coincidentally, Aziz Misr had just walked in. And Aziz Misr saw that Yusuf is there, and Zulaykha, and they are coming out from the inner chambers, and Yusuf's shirt is torn. So he wondered what was going on. When Zulaykha saw her husband, Aziz Misr, then she started pleading her innocence and saying that Yusuf must be punished because he had bad intentions. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam denied having any bad intentions. So naturally, he had to prove his innocence. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no one in those inner chambers. But there was a 4-month-old baby, which was the maternal cousin of Sayyidatuna Zulaykha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, there's a baby, ask the baby will tell you the truth. So now this is an amazing thing, a 4-month-old baby. Aziz Misr says that what intellect does a baby have? How can a 4-month-old baby speak? Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal by His divine power will bless him to prove my innocence because I am innocent. Therefore, when Aziz Misr asked the baby replied in a loud voice, loud and clear voice. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran.
إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين وإن كان قميصه قد من دبر فكذبت وهو من الصادقين.
The baby testified, if his shirt is torn from the front, then the woman is truthful and he has spoken incorrectly. And if his shirt is torn from the back, then the woman is a liar and he is truthful. After listening to the evidence from the baby, when the Aziz of Egypt observed the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was torn from behind. At that time, whilst declaring the innocence of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said,
إِنَّهُ مِن كَيْدِكُنَّ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ يُوسُفُ أَعْرِضْ عَنْ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِذَنْبِكَ إِنَّكِ كُنْتِ مِنَ الْخَاطِئِينَ.
Indeed, this is a deception of women. Undoubtedly, the deception of women is very great. O Yusuf, disregard this. And O woman, seek forgiveness for your sin. Indeed, you are of the mistaken. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, can you see that to prove the innocence of a Nabi, a 4-month-old baby was able to speak? And that 4-month-old baby spoke such logic that if the shirt is torn from the front, then yes, Zulaykha is telling the truth. But if the shirt is torn from the back, That means Yusuf was running away from Zulaikha, and Zulaikha was trying to catch Yusuf from the back. Therefore, Zulaikha is untruthful. There is another great miracle of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, which I would like to share with you. The story goes on, obviously. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, after this, was imprisoned. And he interpreted the dreams of the fellow prisoners. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was imprisoned. And it was a strange coincidence that the day when Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam entered the prison, two servants of the king of Egypt were also imprisoned. One of which was a bartender and the other was a cook. Both of them told their dreams to Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he interpreted their dreams. His interpretation proved 100% true. Thus Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam became famous with the name of dream interpreter. During these days, the great king of Egypt, Riyan bin Walid, saw a dream that seven healthy cows were eaten by seven lean cows, and there are seven green shoots of corn and seven dry shoots of corn. The great king inquired the interpretation of his dream from his courtiers. The people replied by saying that this dream is simply the worries of the mind and did not provide any interpretation of it. Meanwhile, the bartender of the king, who had returned back after being released from jail, sought permission from the king to go into the jail for seeking the interpretation from Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, as a messenger of the king, he went to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in prison. He asked the interpretation of the king's dream, explaining that in the dream, seven lean cows were eating seven healthy cows, and there are seven green and seven dry shoots of corn. In reply, Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam told him to cultivate constantly for 7 years and save the harvested crops from this cultivation in shoots. He further said that afterwards a famine will strike and then the land will be affected by droughtly for 7 years. In the 7 years of famine, people will first eat the food they preserved for 7 years, then afterwards the year of greenery will come. The messenger went back and relayed the interpretation of this dream to the king. Consequently, the king ordered the freedom of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam from prison and gave the instruction to bring him to his court. The messenger reached jail with the good news of release. However, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam said that prior to his release, his innocence and chastity should be proven by Zulaikha and other women. Only then I will come out of jail. Therefore, the king investigated the issue, and during the investigation, Zulaikha admitted that she herself tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and that it was her mistake, no fault of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. She also said that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is truthful and he is chaste. After this, the king called Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam in his court and said that you are a trusted and respected member of our court. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam asked for the charge of all administrative and security matters regarding the treasures of the kingdom. He said that he would handle the whole system of treasury. The king handed over the treasury and security matters to Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and thus the reign of Egypt came in the hands of Sayyidina Yusuf ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. So after taking control of the treasures, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam managed the agricultural activities for 7 years. He preserved grains in their shoots, and as the famine rose to its peak, people from all over the land started coming to Egypt to buy food. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam began selling the grains. The brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had also come to Egypt to buy some food. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had seen his brothers, he immediately recognized them, but they did not recognize him. So he whispered in one of them's ears that, go back, you have a brother called Binyamin. Next time when you come, bring him with. And he ordered the servants to put the money back into the bags of wheat. When the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam returned for the second time with Binyamin, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam kept Binyamin with him. But to cut a long story short, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam revealed his identity to the brothers. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam inquired about his father. His brother told him that due to the separation, his father cried and wept so much that he became frail and he had lost his eyesight. Upon hearing this state of his father, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was very grieved and became saddened. He then said to his brother, take along the shirt of mine and lay it on my father's face. His vision will be restored, and bring your entire household to me. As such, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam took the shirt and left Egypt. And Yehuda, one of the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I will take the shirt. Because he was the one that took the shirt to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam when he rubbed the goat's blood on the shirt, and he took the sad news to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he was excited to give the good news to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. When he had left Egypt, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam felt the fragrance of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and said to his grandchildren,
إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ.
Indeed, I sense the fragrance of Yusuf if you do not call me senile. His grandchildren replied, by Allah Azza wa Jal, you are still in your old state of longing. Where is Yusuf and where is his fragrance? But when Yehuda reached with the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and the moment he put the shirt on the face of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, the eyesight of Sayyidina Yaqub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was restored immediately. Therefore Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran,
فَلَمَّا أَن جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then when the bearer of glad tidings came, he laid the shirt on his face. He therefore immediately regained his eyesight. He said, was I not telling you, I know the great traits of Allah Azza wa Jal which you do not know. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, can you see not Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, not the breath of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, not the touch of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but that shirt which Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam wore, that shirt became a means to cure the sight of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Indeed, this is a mu'jiza of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is a great lesson for us to learn that which is related to the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessings in it. Therefore, we keep with great respect the holy relics, relics of the awliya, relics of the anbiya, relics of the sahaba ikram, of the ahle bayt athar. That is why that when people used to get sick, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha used to put the jubba mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam over them, and they would be cured from their sickness. Many sahaba ikram would gather the hair mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and take it as a source of blessings. Like the great warrior Hazrat Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once he was in a battlefield and his topi fell down to the ground. And instead of fighting the battle, he ran towards his topi mubarak. Later on that night, Sahaba Ikram were discussing the tactics. And they said, Khalid, what you had done today was very wrong. You had left the line of defense and we were exposed. We could have all been killed. Why did you just have to run after a topi, a hat? And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu took out his topi and he says, in this hat I have the Baal Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sewn. It was not the hat that I was running after, but it was the Baal Mubarak, the hair Mubarak of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from the mu'ajizat of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, we learn that there is indeed great blessings in tabarrukat, in holy relics. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and hidayah to take blessings from it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the sahaba ikram, the ahle bayt athar. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of your generosity, ya Allah.